Hello, you find me on the 2043 heading to Birmingham New Street, and I thought I'd explain why I've been in that London for a brief period of time this evening. Had a Greenbelt meeting. Greenbelt is a Christian music and arts festival that happens in August, over the August bank holiday, and you can follow them at Greenbelt for kind of updates about the festival and what goes on throughout the year. And I curate the literature portion at the festival, which is very exciting, as it mainly involves me booking really interesting speakers and getting to meet them, and sharing kind of my love of literature and words and language with the people who come to the festival. And this evening was mainly about kind of sifting through some of the submissions that we'd had and kind of working out where they would fit, if they'd fit for this year, or whether some of the really, really exciting ones we've had to kind of look at and go, actually, that doesn't completely fit in with the theme for this year, which is the art of seeing sideways. Let's put it to next year. So some of them, I'm going to have to contact the people who've submitted and say, we love what you're doing, but we're going to have to roll it to next year, which is disappointing, but means that next year we'll have some really interesting, juicy conversations around slightly different issues. And there's an embargo about what I can tell you, so I can't say who we've booked already and who we're thinking about booking. But there's some phenomenal people. So that's what I've been doing, is meeting with a group of volunteers that helped me coordinate the literature programmes, council of reference, if you will. So people who I meet with are authors, writers, lecturers. They're brilliant people, and I often feel that there's kind of I feel a little bit inadequate around these people. It's kind of, I keep expecting a man with a big stick to come out of a cupboard and go, well, you don't really know what you're talking about. Yeah, you're just playing at being this literature coordinator, and it's a real privilege to be able to do it. Because the people I work with are brilliant, the people we book are brilliant, and the festival is such a rich space to be able to kind of curate for the punters who come are very, very engaged, very open-minded, very the quality of their attention is different to other events that I've been to. And it's a really interesting space to be able to kind of put things on and know that people are going to respond well. John Bounds came last year and did some awesome talks, and I think he got a real kick out of being there. You'd have to ask him yourself and find out what his kind of perspective of kind of talking to the Greenbelt punters was. Danny Smith, probably drunk, he came along too and had a very interesting experience. So that's what I've been doing, and I'm going to travel home, and I'm looking forward to having some food, because I haven't had any food since lunchtime. The last thing I ate was a own brand shop thing, a Kit Kat replacement, not a Kit Kat, because Kit Kats are evil and made by evil Nestle. So I had a Tesco own, because Tesco, they have such a clean bill of, they have such an ethical, I'd never eat anything if I was, you know, really, really hot on my ethics, but we make small sacrifices every day, and, you know, hold our noses. Anyway, I'm going home, and I'm looking forward to eating when I get home.